Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We've been receiving your letters, Kid Nation, about these summer camps that we want to send you to.
Yes, we have.
And I have another letter right here in front of me that is another one of those camps where you're like, where was that when I was a kid?
Right.
I want to go to this. Here you go. Dear Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna, two words, Kevin Durant.
What?
I am 12 years old, and I've loved watching KD play since I was 6 years old. He is my all-time idol and the GOAT in my eyes. Yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
I found out on Twitter that he's hosting a basketball camp in Austin, which is only 45 minutes away from my house, and would love and give anything to go. But it is expensive, and my parents will not pay that much. I'm starting to mow lawns in my neighborhood to raise money to go. I will try to get everyone an autograph from the GOAT himself. And that's from Aiden Palacio. And he's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Aiden.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going, dude? Ooh. How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Did we wake you up, buddy?
No.
No? Okay. He's very nice. So
he's just laid back like KD himself.
How long have you been playing basketball, Aiden?
Since I was four.
Since you were four? And you're pretty good?
I guess.
Yeah.
So your goal in life is to go meet KD, hopefully get his autograph, shake his hand, and then play a little basketball with him, right?
Yes, sir.
What would you say to KD if you met him face-to-face? Have you been practicing what you would say?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I had a feeling that was going
to
be your answer.
Well, I tell you what, we got some news for you, Aiden.
Yeah, the camp is July 20th and 21st at the University of Texas. Exclusive, limited to only 250 kids.
Wow.
And you're going to get tips and instruction from Kevin Durant and their event staff, exclusive Nike gear package, all that good stuff. And Aiden, you're going to be on your way to that camp. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome.
What, you're welcome, buddy.
We woke him up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's when you're a basketball player, you're supposed to be cool, calm, and collected like Aiden.
Mm. Right.
So, you have fun out there at camp, okay, Aiden?
All right.
Have you ever screamed? Can you give us a woo?
Woo!
Aiden can scream a little bit for us. My man.
I know you're secretly excited, right?
Yeah.
He just keep it on the real down low.
Of course he is, Kelly.
All right,
this man is a ball of excitement. He's a ball of fire.
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah.
What you gonna do when you score that first basket right in front of KD?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So excited, you don't even know what he's going to do.
Dude, you get to go to camp for free.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, hold on for us, Aiden. We'll get you all set up, okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
There goes the very excited Aiden. Off to KD camp.
Wow.
Now, let's be honest. Now, when we were 12 years old and people would call us, like grandma or mom, that's exactly how we answered everything.
Grandma or mom call you is one thing.
Giving you something, that's
giving
another.
You a Kevin Durant basketball camp.
Yeah,
that's all right.
My grandma would call and be like, hijo, you get that card with the $150?
Yeah.
No, you did not.
And I was broke, by the way. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, actually.
You said it in jest.
See? Well, do you like it? What are you going to buy? I don't know.
Stuff. Chicken legs.
So, you know.
Chicken legs.
Chicklets.
Oh.
Chicklets. Come on, Kelly.
Or chicken legs. You want to make me excited?
Chicken legs.
Chicken legs. All right. Go to KidNation.com today. Tell us what camp you want to attend this summer, and we'll do our best to try to send you and get you all excited for it.
Yeah.
We'll try.
Yeah. Right, Big Al?
Don't always succeed.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, today we sent a kid off to the Kevin Durant basketball camp.
How cool is that?
Really cool. KD might even show up and say, what's up?
Yeah. Right.
Get to high five him. We're also going to play Beat the Bank 15 minutes away from announcing the first three names. We play twice a day. On Friday, Renee Hahn won $640. And then Jamie Dennison came in, won $630. So we're giving away some money.
Some bank.
Oh, I got Kelly on the phone here, too. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Kelly's coming to us live from South Carolina.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of text messages because, you know, people are joining here and there and
they don't know
tweets.
What the deal is.
Kelly is in South Carolina, and I know it might sound repetitive for those who have started the show with us today, but Kelly, you're out there for your best friend, Tommy Jean, right?
Yes, her mother passed away. She'd been on hospice, so we didn't really know, you know, you don't really know when the time is going to come, but thankfully, Boss Man and the producer, Robert, they let me come out to South Carolina to be here for Tommy Jean because the funeral's today.
Yeah.
So I'll be seeing her and then flying back home tonight. I get in at midnight, so I might not be all, you know, fresh tomorrow, but I'll be there.
Well, okay. Midnight?
Wow.
Take another one of those shower things.
I'll try. Okay. Yeah. I have to take the first one today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could sleep on the plane. That's good.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm a very good plane sleeper.
Who's going to pick you up?
I left my car at the airport. I didn't want to bother anybody to come get me at midnight.
Yeah.
We know Alan would have.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm sure he would.
Oh, Alan definitely would have.
100%.
100%.
For Big Al Mac from the text.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Al, for helping me check this off my bucket list.
What's that?
Big Al, it was truly a pleasure to meet you and Curtis. And there's a picture of her with Curtis. She stopped by. That was on her bucket list, to meet you and Curtis.
Curtis takes more pictures than anybody that I know, any person that I know.
Well, you always have him at your
yeah,
your bar.
He's always there, and people love taking pictures with a cute dog, and he is a cute dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And not to scare us, the whole camera on the computer thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got this text message here from a member of Kid Nation, and they claim this is 100% true.
Okay.
They were on a work trip, her and her friend. They bought a little wooden puzzle that was handmade by a former engineer. They were trying to figure it out. She had her laptop out. It was open because they were working. But they never looked up how to do it. They struggled. They finally decided to go to sleep. Never tried to look up the answer because we never even thought to. And that's cheating. You want to do it on your own.
Yeah.
The next morning when they woke up, the very first thing she saw on her Facebook feed was a video on how to solve this very random wooden puzzle.
Really?
Wait, so someone...
Somebody was watching... And they're like, yo, I'll hook these girls up real quick.
Yeah, some nerds watching like, oh, I got this.
Somebody from Facebook was probably watching.
Jeez.
This is why people are putting tape over their cameras.
That's scary. Okay.
It is kind of scary. I'm not really a paranoid person.
I need
person.
Help with my puzzle, so I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Right?
Very frustrating sometimes.
It took me a while to realize about the whole cookies thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you search
that.
One thing.
Oh, you wonder how that's always on the sidebar?
Because, you forget that you look things up, and then you wake up the next morning, and it's like, how'd the internet know that I want that?
Right. Yeah, how'd they know magic. I was looking at some new lingerie?
It's very futuristic.
Yeah.
And, Jenna, you went off to see Lil Wayne this weekend.
I did. I saw Weezy.
How was that?
I have never seen Lil Wayne before, which is crazy, because I love him.
Yeah.
I'd heard he wasn't that great in concert. I've never seen him, so...
Okay, I take it back. I saw Lil Wayne at Bonnaroo. I don't remember it.
Right.
When I went to the Bonnaroo Music Festival years ago. And I vaguely remember seeing him jump around with a backpack on stage. And Lil Wayne's crazy. Lil Wayne, he has the most interesting rapper voice.
Mm-hmm.
The way he raps, yeah. And he went through all the hits. He actually did his... I was telling my friends on the way there, we were listening to Lil Wayne, and we were listening to Back That Thing Up, the Juvenile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm like, he won't do this one because it's not his. He did his part.
After you back it up,
yeah.
Is that?
I was so excited. But yeah, he went through. He has so many hit songs. And
right.
He also has so many hit songs where he's featured on other people's songs. You know,
yeah.
Drake or Nicki Minaj. So he does his part in all of those. So his DJ's great, and he had a guy drumming up there and really stripped down set. But he went through all the hits for a solid 30 or 40 minutes straight of him rapping great stuff, one into another. And then he decided to bring out his proteges.
Okay.
Which is weird.
He has that Young Money record label, which he's on. So is Nicki Minaj. There's some big stars on there. But there's also a bunch of acts you've never heard of. So he goes, I want you all to give it up for my cousin, or my nephew. I'm sorry, my nephew, Trigger. Everybody put your trigger fingers in the air. And I'm like, okay, how do I do this? And yeah. I felt like a super basic white person. Yeah. But there were a lot of us.
Well,
there.
I was going to say, what was the percentage white versus black? No disrespect to the brown.
50-50, right?
No, like 70.
70% white?
70, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. But everyone was getting down. Everyone loved it. But he brings out his nephew and his friend, and they look like little bitty Lil Waynes. And Lil Wayne's already little.
Yeah.
So these are like little kids rapping. And so they'd rap for, 30 to 60 seconds. And then it was another protege. I told you it was Gutter Gutter. I'm like, How many protégés does he have? Brought 10.
10 of them?
10.
And the whole show, I think, was like an hour. So it was kind of like, what?
Kelly, do you regret not going to the Lil Wayne concert with Jenna now?
But I was busy.
You missed Gutter Gutter.
Very, very busy.
So
mad at myself that I overscheduled myself.
Yeah. Man, you could have checked out Gutter Gutter. And
was Gutter Gutter dirty? Jenna,
do they curse?
Yes.
Gutter was dirty.
Even the kids were
dirty.
It's weird to see a kid. I don't know how young the kids were cussing.
I love cussing kids. That's so fun.
That was actually
everything.
The third protege, cussing kid.
Yeah, man.
I think we have cussing kid on the phone right now.
I have to cut him off, guys. I have to cut him off. He can't be on the radio. And then Lil Wayne, you'd think he would be partying after his concert and everything.
Yeah.
That dude apparently did not party because he was skating like at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning?
Yeah, he went to a skate park and he was tearing it up out there.
Really?
He took his shirt off?
He took his shirt off.
The show? Oh my gosh.
Ripped?
So fit.
Yeah. Lil Wayne's always been.
I don't know how healthy he is, but fit. But, yeah.
No, he seemed pretty healthy. In the videos I saw of him skating,
I think he's on a green diet.
Yeah. He smokes it, though.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, we have three names. We're going to pull them out. Round one of Beat the Bank, your chance at winning up to $1,000 will happen next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we have the alleged new co-host with Kelly Ripa. We'll give you that name after we give you these three names. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank if you want to score up to $1,000 first of the month. Why not? So you can pay that rent.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for Ashley Ganas, Cristina Castano, Kate Seifert. Kate Seifert, Cristina Castano, Ashley Ganas. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we will open it up for everyone. But right now, let's keep those phone lines open for just those three people. For Ashley, Christina, and Kate. So they can get in and claim their prize. We told you, there's a potential new co-host here for Live with Kelly.
And here's a hint. That person is not in this room.
Definitely not in this room, Big Al. Good hint.
I'm with Kelly and
Kelly's not here. Oh, Kelly and Kelly?
Kelly and Kelly.
Kelly's in South Carolina.
Would that be cool?
That would be pretty cool, but according to sources that spoke to CNN, and yes, CNN is breaking the story about a co-host on Live with Kelly. The new co-host for Live with Kelly is going to be
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
You mean rich, talented, got every good job, Ryan Seacrest?
Yes, kid.
Yep.
Ryan Seacrest. Mm-hmm.
Ryan Seacrest.
I just hate him because he has so much more success and good looks than me.
Do it.
Ryan Seacrest. Uh-oh. Ryan Seacrest Productions.
Oh. Yeah, Ryan Seacrest has scored yet another job on TV.
Good Lord.
What a stud.
Wow.
You can't even be mad at it.
Can't hate on him one bit. That man is getting his thing going. He's going.
So how's he going to do this? Because he's got his radio show out in L.A., and he's a big showbiz guy. He does a bunch of shows on E! He's already got an apartment in Manhattan, apparently. He already has a property. And so he's going to move out to New York full-time, according to the source.
And still do the radio show.
Yep. And still do everything else he does.
They're building the radio studio right next to where they shoot Live with Kelly, so can just toggle back and forth.
Much love, Ryan Seacrest. There's a three-hour time difference, as everybody knows that, between Eastern and Pacific time.
Yep.
So let's see. I was trying to do this in my head.
His show in the morning start at 6 a.m. in L.A.
Okay.
So
that's when the radio show starts, and then Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to wake up early.
I'll probably record some stuff the night before.
Right.
Whew, man.
He's gonna be working hard, but he got a great job.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes because I feel like he on that show she reveals a lot about her personal life and her kids, and he doesn't seem like the type of person that does that.
I think he's just really busy, so
he ain't got time to have a life or talk about it.
Is he single right now?
I think, no, he has a girlfriend.
Oh, he does? Maybe he'll talk about that.
About to have a whole bunch more.
Yeah.
He needs a bank. He's got enough money where he needs his own bank.
Seacrest Bank.
The Bank of Seacrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so according to the sources, again, the sources have been wrong in the past, but if CNN's throwing it out there, it's looking
Yeah, she'll make the announcement this morning.
Looks like Seacrest scored big right there.
I don't remember, we don't get to watch the show, but I don't remember him ever co-hosting with her, but he did, apparently.
Yeah, he's hosted with her before.
So we don't get to watch it, so.
Yeah. Now, Nick, who would you have liked to seen as a
I would have loved to see Chris Hardwick.
I felt
like for the a little bit younger demo, he would have been good.
Yeah.
But young people don't really watch her show that much, so I don't. that probably doesn't matter that much to them.
And Chris Hardwick, he's the host of that show, The Wall, that game show that's super cool, or the Talking Dead.
He's a stand-up comedian also,
yeah.
And he has his own podcast and stuff like that. He's very plugged into pop culture
At
and everything.
At Midnight, I think it's called.
At
right?
Midnight, yeah. He has a show on Comedy Central. I thought he would have been good, and her chemistry with Jerry O'Connell was probably the best of all the co-hosts she had on her show. She had like 70 co-hosts, so I thought it was going to be Jerry O'Connell or Chris Hardwick, but they went Seacrest.
Jerry O'Connell was at RuPaul's Drag Con this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so he was out there. On boobs.
Now, do you think this was 50-50, meaning Kelly and the network, or do you think one had more say than the other? This is pure speculation, but
I think Kelly has quite a bit of say.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted Fred Savage.
Right.
That was the front runner for a long time, but the viewers were not responding well to that. They were hating on Fred.
He wasn't a great match, I don't think,
Ryan
Fred.
Has good pull with getting celebrity guests.
Mm-hmm.
Celebs know him. He's a good choice. He's a safe choice, but that's not a bad choice, being safe.
So let's go through Ryan Seacrest's jobs. This radio show.
Yeah.
Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Well, he has a weekend radio show as
weekend
well.
Weekend radio. Yeah. He owns E! Or pretty much.
Yeah.
Owns,
Idol.
And American Idol. Well,
when it comes back, he's probably going to be.
The New Year's Rockin' Eve or whatever that is.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
I think he bought a Chicken Express franchise.
He has a suit line.
He has a suit line. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Ryan Seacrest skinny suits.
Okay, probably a skinny tie line too. Then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's doing so. He
does he have merch? He's got. I mean, aside from the Ryan hat or something.
Yeah, he's got his merch. We got merch.
Yeah, we have merch.
We have merch. You can buy our merch.
Boy,
now you're wondering, how was Nick in studio? Because last week we talked to him, he was going to go off and save a life.
Yeah, so last week I went and donated stem cells, and it was so easy.
Because you were a match with someone, that this was life-saving for them,
That's right. So over a year ago, we had a little girl come in studio who was looking for a bone marrow match. Yep. So through her, we all got signed up to the National Bone Marrow Registry to potentially be a match. I got contacted, and they said, hey, you're a match for this person. And so after several physicals and appointments out of town, doctors' visits and everything, they said that, yes, you are the match for this guy. He's a guy in his 60s with a form of leukemia. And so last week, I flew to a different city. I was gone from work for a few days, and I donated these stem cells. And I can't stress enough how simple and easy and very, I won't say it was painless, but it was
Like getting blood taken for
a long time. It was just like giving blood for a really long time.
Because there could have been two things you would have done. You either done the stem cell or the bone marrow. The bone marrow, that one's a little more.
That's the one that's a little bit more intense. That's the one where they put you to sleep and they dig out some bone marrow in your bone. What happened was every day for 4 or 5 days leading up to the procedure, I had a daily injection. A nurse came to my house and gave me a shot, and it helped stimulate stem cells in my body.
Okay.
So that way, when you go and donate, you got a lot of those bad boys floating around.
Yeah.
And so it's easier for them to collect those. And so I had a tube in my right arm, and it went through a little machine.
Yeah.
And then it collected the stem cells from that. And stem cells come from your bone marrow, and they create the healthy cells that we all need to survive.
Okay.
And so then it filtered all the stem cells out, and then they put the blood right back in my left arm. So I had two tiny little needles in. It was very painless. The part that hurt the most was when they took some Band-Aids off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really the only part that was a little uncomfortable.
That's
You know, I got kind of bored. You're sitting in one chair for six and a half hours.
Mm-hmm. Didn't hook you up with Netflix or something?
I had Netflix on my phone. They gave me a TV and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, I couldn't move my right arm at all.
Yeah.
And I could use my left arm. I could eat and everything like that. But my dad and my brother were there. So, I mean, it was so easy going. I thought it was going to be way more intense than it was. And so a cool fact that they told me is I have 5 liters of blood in my body. Everyone has different amount of blood. So I have
5 liters.
I'm 5 liters.
Okay.
And number five.
The machine told them that they processed 18 and a half liters of blood. So they filtered my blood 3.5 times.
So they took away all your blood for
They took it all out 3.5 times and put it all through me. And they said, you know, you're going to feel fine, but your face and your lips might tingle a little bit. I don't know if that's the blood rushing through me or what. But, yeah, they kind of tickled a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was, I didn't know what to expect from it, but mm-hmm. it really was not a big deal. Any little discomfort I had was not a big deal compared to what hopefully it will do to help save this sure. guy's life. And so they said either that night or the next morning he will have the stem cells in him
wow.
and hopefully start taking over, creating the healthy cells
and
in
they
cool his body.
Will they be posted on his condition?
Yes, okay, they will. Ahead. So they'll let me know. They said they might give me a week update, but they might not. They don't know what exactly they can tell me. They might tell me more since I am on the radio and I can give a big update.
Yeah.
But they'll give me every few months, and then we can contact each other anonymously.
So you send them just a letter and
yeah, just
it.
Very generic. Hey, how's it going? No names or locations or jobs. Very generic emails through the organization. I signed up through DKMS.org. And then after a year, it's up to him if he wants to meet. And I've gotten to chat with the facilitators and stuff at DKMS.org. And every time I'm talking to him, he says, oh, hold on. This afternoon, I'm going to go facilitate a meeting, a first meeting for a donor and a recipient. He's done that several times while I'm talking to him. It's like, man, what a cool job
so
he has.
Yeah.
Having these people connect for the first time.
You know what? A lot of people were asking, well, how much did Nick have to spend out of pocket? Nothing. Everything's covered,
nothing.
Right?
Not once did I ever have to pay for anything. Not once did I have to give my insurance card. I've had several doctor's appointments. I've never had...
Oh, so they take care of everything.
They take care of everything.
Awesome. All right, so everyone should sign up.
Yeah. Totally.
It saves someone's life.
DKMS.org.
Do they give you a sample stem cell to like bring home a souvenir?
No.
Anything?
No, but I had this bag of stem cells, and after six and a half hours, I would think there'd be a ton of stem cells, but it was a little bag.
And they
said that I actually needed to donate twice the amount for what that patient needed, but it's a little bag of stem cells. It looks like tomato soup.
Like
it's
a Capri Sun.
Not, it's not dark red or anything.
Punch.
Yeah.
Do you regenerate your stem cells?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, your bone marrow will regenerate it and stuff. So it was
You
super
went home,
easy
you were
going.
Fine?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be super tired and worn out afterwards. No, I went to dinner with a friend that night, and it was fine.
I'm walking through the mall yesterday. Big Al. I look up. It's Nick.
yesterday.
I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be like laid out in a bed or recovering or something.
Thinking about it, I should have used it as an excuse.
With your wife? Sorry, sweetie. Nick, can you mow the grass? Sorry, baby. No stems.
No
stems, baby. But you know what, Nick? Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm telling you guys, it was easy. And after we talked about it once on the radio, DKMS.org had over 1,000 people sign up. So
that's awesome.
Let's make it another 1,000. Let's keep doing it.
Let's keep talking about it. So they, you know, the people that missed.
That's truly
awesome.
How to save a life. Yeah.
Well done, Nick.
Not a lot of rhymes with Florence.
Yeah, Lawrence is a good one.
Torrance.
Warrants.
Warrants
would have been a good one. See, now we think about it.
That would have been good.
Jeez.
Anybody with warrants.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
Yeah, sure.
We play twice a day, Al, so you know, there's always that.
All right, good deal.
All right, first one in to play Beat the Bank is you, Kate Cipher. How you doing?
Great, how are you?
Oh, I love your giggle.
We have a giggler.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. What are you up to right now, Kate?
I'm sitting in my school's hallway with all of my teacher friends. We're all shaky right now, a little nervous.
Okay. Maybe they can cheer you on and help you out here.
Make sure you tell your principal Happy Principal's Day today, okay?
We will.
What'd you guys get the principal?
That's a great question. We have to ask our chair of the cheer-up committee.
Oh, you have a cheer-up committee?
Yeah, we have like a social committee that we do that is in charge of all of those events and things like that, so I'll have to ask her here in a minute.
I think the head of our cheer-up committee is probably Justin.
Yeah.
What do you teach?
I teach fifth grade math and science.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes.
Tough to get them to listen, isn't it?
Sometimes, not all the time, though. I've had them for a couple of years, so they kind of know me.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, Jenna, will you tell Kate how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Of course, Kate. We're going to throw you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and the banker is going to start shouting out dollar amounts, steadily increasing. We have no idea when that vault door is going to close, so it's just on you to gauge it and say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, and you get to keep whatever amount of money that is. Even if it hits 1,000, you have to say stop. If it closes on you, you get nothing. And the only twist are these safe deposit boxes in front of me. And we know there's some good stuff in there. There also might be nothing. But if you want to risk it and he says safe deposit box, you can stop on one of those too.
Perfect.
Sounds good. You got your team out there ready to help you, Kate?
We're ready.
Good okay. Deal. Good Al, deal. How you feeling?
Do you have three quarters in your pocket, Kate? I'm thinking kind of like three quarters right now.
Three quarters. Okay.
Just remember that. I'm thinking
she
three
knows
quarters.
Math.
She knows what that is. She's a math teacher.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
She knows. All right. All right, Kate, let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$330, $370 $390 $430 Safe deposit box $500
Stop.
All right.
Okay, you tease.
You just wanted $500. I know what you wanted.
Yeah.
Woo!
Kate, that was your number, wasn't it, Kate? Yeah. You wanted $500.
Yay!
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
How close were you to saying stop on the safe deposit box?
Not at all. My friend said don't stop on that.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's good stuff in there.
Pray for the haters. Pray for the haters.
Yeah. All right, so you got $500. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to Vegas in June, so I'll probably put it for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to go see the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, Kelly said she loved it.
Yeah, right?
But she got pulled up on stage and stuff.
I wish we could open one of those boxes up and see what was in it. Just to rub it in your friend's face.
Okay. Al, you know what? We've done this before.
All right.
Kate.
Yes.
Just for fun.
Okay.
If you would have stopped on the safe deposit box.
Uh-huh.
Which one would you have picked?
Oh, I don't know.
Just that's pick one.
One, two, or three. Three.
Okay.
Three.
Now, again, I repeat, you have $500. This is just to see.
This is to rub it in your friend's
what
face.
What you didn't get. Yeah.
That said, don't stop on the safe deposit box.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
Okay, so that's number
Jenna's
three.
Opening box number three.
I'm trying. Is this? Okay. Oh, it's cash.
It's cash. How much cash?
How much cash?
I don't know. I'm going to have to count it.
It looks like a thick stack of cash.
Whoa.
All right. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
Just counting it.
I think I lost it last week.
$260. To me, that's a very thick.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so far you made a cut. Why don't we open up box number two and see what was in there, Jenna?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you made the right choice because you would have gone with three. You would have definitely not scored as much money. But
that makes me feel better.
See, what we're trying to do here is
this is cash, and these bills are bigger.
We're trying to show Kid Nation that we do have cool stuff in the boxes.
Because
right.
They've been neglected lately.
Jenna's counting.
Kate. Jenna's okay, counting the cash.
100, 200, 300, 400.
Oh, I definitely lost that.
500.
Okay, so you would have broken even with that one. Let's open box number one, Jenna Owens.
All right. Oh my gosh, I need to open all the boxes.
Yeah, because we're gonna go ahead and replenish all of them.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
What? Bigger?
What's in this stack? One?
It's all $100 bills, and it's a thick stack.
Oh! Oh
100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 7, ooh, 8, ooh. 9, 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, $2,000.
$2,000 in box number one. See,
so there's good stuff in here.
We got stuff in there. Kate,
right,
you got $500. Let's see how high the banker would have gone, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, as far as cash, you went as far as you could go, but
box number
one had $2,000, but you know what? That's all right. You still won.
She did the right thing because she would have gone with three.
Yeah.
So, way to listen to your friends, Kate. They had your back. Well done.
They have my back all the time.
We really just wanted to know what was in each of them because we've not been able to open them.
Now people know. There's legit amounts in these safe deposit boxes.
We've been jonesing.
That's
to,
cash
to see what's going
too.
On. Hey, Kate, you guys have a wonderful day at school today, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, and happy Principal's Day to your principal. Tell him thank you for letting you talk to us. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. We will play Beat the Bank again in 40 minutes. Sign up to play at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly's in South Carolina this morning.
She is.
She's there for a funeral. Her very, very, very best friend out in South Carolina lost her mother. And they were very close. And Kelly felt like she needed to be out there. And we said, you need to be out there.
Yeah.
So she's out there. She is on the show this morning with us. She's currently working on the Showbiz Top 5. So she'll be joining back up with us here shortly.
Got it.
We have another round of Beat the Bank coming up in 30 minutes. We just gave away $500 to Kate Seifert.
Sure
who is a teacher. And apparently we're being told that it's also Teacher Appreciation Week.
Ah, missed that one. Okay.
They get a whole week. The principal gets one day.
Yeah.
The teachers get the whole week.
Well, because it's winding down. You know,
right.
This is May now, the first day of May. So the school year is winding down. It's got another month.
We're almost over.
Yep.
They're doing it for the kids. And as a parent, you want to be proud of your children, right?
Sure.
That's the one thing you want. You want to be proud of them no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And it all starts with how we parent.
Yeah.
And I know I don't know if you have in the past, Al. You have a kid, a couple kids. But you beat yourself up if you...
I thought you were going to say you beat your kid.
No.
that too.
I feel like you beat yourself up if you feel like you did like you did a little parenting wrong.
Okay.
Maybe if you yelled at them and you went something about the wrong way.
Yeah,
you know, you,
yeah.
you will beat yourself up. And I find myself doing that.
Yeah.
But when they do something right, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, all right, I'm not screwing up here.
Maybe I did something right.
Yeah.
All right.
Like you, because that's all you want to do. You just want to make sure that you're turning them into good humans. And there's a story out of Utah. Two little kids in Utah found a quarter. A quarter.
Yeah.
Just 25 cents.
Okay.
It was on the ground outside their neighbor's house. The security camera caught them discussing whether they should keep that quarter or return it to their neighbor.
Do you want to do the right thing to do or keep it? Do the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Good. It's best to ask someone.
We go to school at Sand Springs Elementary, the best school in the land.
And I could see my boys were on there and thought to myself, oh no. I opened it up and I heard their little dialogue and I was actually kind of shocked. Oh, I just get emotional. As far as they knew, nobody was watching, so it would have been so easy for them to just pocket the money.
If you found money again, would you guys do the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It never really said what they took it to door to door to see whose it was.
No, it was right outside. It's right outside the neighbor's house.
Okay.
So they figured it was the
that
neighbor's
person.
Quarter.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
it was right outside their home.
Okay.
So they decided to return the quarter.
Well, good for them.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid.
Finders keepers, baby.
Yeah, that's what they would teach us.
You see a $20 bill on the ground, you look around for a second.
Yeah.
You're like, someone
I put my foot on
me?
It. Yeah. I put my foot on it. I wait for everybody else to leave.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
It's on the street.
Yeah.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
I'm sorry.
But this parent's doing it right.
That's like in the Bible.
Now, at my house, I can't even find my wallet because I don't know where my kids put it.
Maybe your kids found it and they're going to try and find the right owner.
Well, it's my picture inside of there. Yeah. I was proud of my kids, though, this weekend.
Yeah, what did
they do? Because they're doing T-ball.
Yeah.
And
how old are they again?
My son's 5, and my daughter's 3.
Okay, so they're playing together.
Yeah, so what happened was my kids' team was short, and they needed somebody to play last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Chloe with us, and she likes to dress up like she's going to, you know, mess around and go out there and play because she likes to warm up with them. And so since they needed an extra player, they asked, hey, can Chloe just substitute so that we don't just have 3 kids out there?
Okay.
And so Chloe, they asked her, and she said, yeah, I want to play with my brother. So we gave her a little helmet, and she got to go out there, and she got to hit the ball.
Did you hit it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She did. She did pretty well, and she ended up winning the MVP of the day.
Oh.
Whoa!
For helping the team. You know, they give them a medal after every game for whoever did the best or did something nice. And she got the medal for helping.
Okay.
But the problem is she fell in love with playing T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just show up the next week to T-ball and tell her
to play.
Yeah, and then tell Chloe, hey, Chloe, this week,
nope,
sorry about that.
She has to be on the team now.
Right. So we got it worked out so where she's playing now.
Awesome.
And the difference between last week and this week with Chloe,
mm-hmm.
the way she plays, she's so, like, she's just, I think she's a natural little,
athletic?
Like, softball player. Yeah.
Wow.
She was going in front of kids and, like, diving on the ground and stopping the ball and throwing from her knees.
Yeah.
See, and that's what's so cool. I mean, I don't have children, but I have a little brother and sister. So I've been going to Lucy's soccer games.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I've seen your snaps.
For the last few years, you know, and she, I played soccer. So that's, and I love that she loves soccer. So last week when I picked her up for her game, I've noticed that they've actually gotten better. You know, I mean, that happens in
right.
the last few years. It used to be they would just all be in a circle, you right, know, in a right. big ball, kicking the ball around yeah. and going out of bounds. And now they can actually kind of control the ball. But I'm getting too wrapped up. Like, I'm down
screaming.
There on the sideline with the coach. Yeah, next to the kids. And when she comes out, I found myself going, okay, that was good, but you need to not dive in as a defender. You need to stay with the ball. And I started giving her tips. She's like, but I stopped it. I'm like, yeah, you stopped it, but... I'm like, wait, should I be doing this? Is she old enough for me? Like, I don't know if she's old enough for me to start giving her some constructive criticism with soccer or
they have 5-year-old.
If you're just supposed to high five and say, good job.
You're sitting across from one of the greatest youth soccer coaches of all time, Big Al Mack.
What?
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yes,
right here. I coached Corey Mack. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
5 years old. Didn't know a thing about soccer. Yeah. Never played it before in my life. But we learned together.
How'd you guys do that season?
Oh, undefeated.
You won undefeated?
Really?
Yeah, undefeated.
And the coaches have it hard because they have to manage the time. I think,
right.
you know,
you
we're still at an age that every kid has to play the same amount
and
of time.
You got to bring those juice boxes with the little straw poked
yeah.
through.
Yeah, the snacks are what the kids
yeah.
look forward to the most.
Right,
uh-huh.
right. right.
And if you, I did catch, because there's other leagues in there, there's a soccer league, and catching the conversation between a parent and their little 3-, 4-, 5-year-old, 6-year-old about being aggressive. But the kids are smart enough to look at the dad and go, but you told me at the, on the playground, I shouldn't be aggressive
yeah.
and I can't push or hit people. And he goes, yeah, but on the soccer field, it's different.
Different.
You can be aggressive on the soccer field.
Yeah, I was telling Lucy, first play out of the gate, she needs to rough up
elbow
the player.
Somebody.
Oh, geez,
that's
really?
What you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Yeah, so they know who they're going to be defending, who they're going to be messing
yeah.
with, and they get scared.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
Now, when you say rough up,
the
Jedi,
ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof, by the way.
That
Michael
was Michael Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
When you say rough up, like just like give him a little elbow on
well,
the back.
Well, I was
or
a
something.
Forward. So, what I would do is when I got the ball, the first chance I got the ball, I would, and someone was defending me, I'd give him a real strong shoulder, push him off the ball, maybe get called for a foul.
Uh huh.
Maybe not. But that would scare them, really, for the rest of the game. Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be rough. I'm scared of her.
And you need to teach him how to flop, too.
No. Yeah, the flopping is
I don't like
necessary
that.
In soccer.
Yeah, teach them how to flop.
Flopping's so out of hand.
Yeah. Well, I remember that's what I did when I was I distinctly remember my uncle telling me
right.
the art of the flop when I was 5 years old.
Mm.
But he forgot to tell me that you need to flop when somebody's near you.
Oh, you just go out there and just
yeah,
fall
bro.
Down.
I'd be off to the side and just fall down. And just grab my knee and I was rolling around.
That's a sight to see.
Arguing with the ref, like, why isn't he calling the foul on nobody that was around me? Yeah, so you definitely need to be around people when you're flopping.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good, man. I'm happy for Chloe, and she's following her dad's athleticism footsteps.
Yeah,
yeah, who's going to be the athlete in the family?
Well, as of now.
Chloe?
Mm-hmm. The girl.
Well, I think, Kaysen's just tall. He's taller for his
yeah.
age, so I think he just doesn't know how to use his legs and arms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be a basketball player, maybe.
Well, I hope so. I know I was an athletic disappointment to my dad.
Did he ever tell you that?
My dad, no, he didn't say anyone.
Yeah.
Like, let me know that I let him down. But I know if you had to ask him, he was, Al just didn't get the old athletic gene, you know. And
right.
I tried. I played.
Was your dad athletic?
Yeah, my dad actually played. I don't know if it was semi-pro baseball. But
whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he played.
Yeah.
And I tried. He tried to teach me how to play base. I mean, I knew how to play. But put me on third base, because first base, you got to be like a stud. The pitch, obviously, got to be a stud.
And all the balls come your way.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Third base, the only thing you got to do is know how to throw it to first base. I mean, you have to have the arm.
Or home, right?
Yeah,
or,
but, you know,
or second.
I could never
or
make
catch it yeah.
reach from third to first base. I could not do that to save my life.
They call that the hot corner, don't they?
Yes, the hot plate, don't
yeah.
I don't think I was doing on hot plate was eating a hot plate. Could not do it.
Yeah. And parenting's hard. It is.
Are you going to coach?
I'm helping a little bit with their T-ball team. Yeah. I've been dipping my toe in the water to see how aggressive I would be as a coach. And I feel like I'm actually pretty chill. I thought I was going to be running around like you are, Jenna, but I'm not. So I think I will eventually dive into the
hole. For now,
yeah. If it's football, I don't think I can coach him in football.
Mm-mm.
I'll be too much. So I believe Kelly is done working on her Showbiz Top 5.
Okay.
She's coming at us from South Carolina, so we'll dial her up. We'll give you the Showbiz Top 5 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man, we know what that sound means right there.
Oh, man.
That means the 10 minutes are up for those three names that we called.
You mean Brooke and the Heathers?
Yeah, Brooke and the Heathers. Cool band.
Yeah, right.
But didn't call in for Beat the Bank.
Heather Squared, no money for y'all.
All right, so now it's open to anyone.
Yeah, their loss is your gain, Kid Nation, if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I'm swallowing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all good. What caller number would you like, Jenna?
Five.
Caller number five, oh, quickie.
Quick.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's perfect. Caller number five, you will get to play Beat the Bank. Now we have a text here.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Kelly Raspberry's not here.
Well, that's the text.
Oh, okay.
I overslept. Why is Kelly not there? Well,
bad news, y'all.
We had to let Kelly go to South Carolina. She's out. Yeah, she went out there for her best friend, Tommy Jean, who lost her mother. And they're having the service this morning. And Tommy Jean has been there for Kelly during the toughest times of her life. So we're like, of course you have to be there for Tommy Jean.
Yes.
And you've known her mom since you were little girls. So
more important.
Yeah, it's way more important. So she's out there. She'll be back tomorrow. She gets in at midnight tonight, so she won't be cranky at all tomorrow.
We really know the difference between cranky Kelly and non-cranky.
Oh, of course. Dude, you know when Kelly's in a good mood.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, she walks in with a step.
And she'll say good morning. See, that's
she'll
how
say,
you
she'll
know.
Say good morning before coffee.
Either one of two things is going to happen when Kelly gets here. She'll say good morning, or she'll start bitching about something. One of those two things happens.
She'll
as soon
put
as
her bag down and walk out of the room right away.
I think she's a ray of sunshine every time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Beat the bang. During music and commercials, I always forget to go to the bathroom. My pants may get wet when we beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Okay. Isn't it the best, though, when you hold it as long as you can?
Mm-mm.
No.
And then
no
you
need.
Finally make it to the bathroom. It's the greatest.
It's a bathroom right there. Perfectly good bathroom within 30 feet of me. And I wait the whole break. And I'm like,
See, that's always how I feel when I have to pee. Like, it just hits me like I'm about to wet my pants.
Right.
I don't get any... any indication like, oh, I kind of have to go.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
I had one where I held it way too long. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Very bad. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be on here.
Well, look at that. Kelly Raspberry is out this morning, so we bring in another Kelly to play Beat the Bank.
Substitute.
I love listening to your show. It's so amazing.
Oh, thanks. Aww. What are you doing right now?
Going to work. Pulling over so I can go to be on Beat the Bank. What do you do
for work?
I work at a loan company. We make out loans to people and we cash their checks for them.
Yeah. People always going to need loans, huh, Kelly?
Good business.
Oh, my gosh, yes. But, I mean, we're here for a good reason, too. So it's not always just because people are broke.
Yeah, they're good loans as well.
Oh, yes.
Are you married? Any kids?
I'm not married, but I do have a boyfriend. I always call him my husband anyways because we fight like we're married, so we might as well be. But I do have two kids. I have one little girl, she's 2 months, and a little boy who's 4 years old.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you got your hands full.
Oh, yes. He keeps me busy.
Oh, well, hopefully a little bit of money could help you out with the little ones, right?
Yes. I'll always be able to buy diapers, of course.
Yes, you need those for the two-month-old. Give her the quick version of the rules for Beat the Bank, please.
Sure, Kelly. We're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and you are going to hear these dollar amounts.
So much for the quick.
And you just say stop when you find one, when you hear one that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Take it away, definitely. Jenna. I think I screwed it up.
All right. So it could go all the way to $1,000. You still have to say stop. And we've been wanting people to choose these safe deposit boxes. If the banker yells that out, you're more than welcome to stop on one of those, and you get to keep whatever is in there.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
You want the box?
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. We usually want you to pick it just because we're so nosy to know what's inside.
Right.
Because we have no idea.
I'm always nosy.
Right. Yeah, see, you're like us, Kelly. You're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We got the rules. Yep. Kelly's ready to play. She's pulled over. One thing left. Let's play
Beat the Bank. 140. 160. 250. 400. 470. 520. 590.
Stop.
Woo! All right, $590.
That was so nerve-wracking. I'm taken.
And you played it nice. Played it well.
Thank you.
$590 for you, Kelly. Now, just for fun, this is going to be all yours to keep. It's in your pocket already. We're going to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$770.
Big job.
$900.
Oh, boy.
$1,000.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That's all good.
It was what I got.
Hey. Yeah, you got some money. You got just a little more than half. Not too bad, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. I got on here. I always call every morning. I love this show.
Thank you so
much. I finally get to talk to y'all.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Is there anything you wanted to get off your chest while we have you on the phone, or are you good?
I texted y'all the other day, and JC wrote me back. It was my first world problems, because I always call. I always watch y'all in the morning, so I get in the car, and I'm driving. I'm listening to y'all, and I'm not hearing any of y'all on there for about 30 minutes, and then...
I remember
sure
this.
Enough, it's Saturday, so y'all aren't on there anyway.
Yeah, I remember that one, Kelly, yeah. That was a good one. I had to respond to that one, because it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I showed it straight to my husband. I was like, oh, my gosh, you have to see it. They wrote me back on this.
Al's actually gotten up and come to work on a Saturday.
I did.
Yeah, so you're not alone there, Kelly.
Traffic sure is light this morning.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy your money, Kelly. It was wonderful talking to you finally.
Thank you so much. It's so great talking to y'all.
All right, we'll see you on the text again then. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. That's how you do it right there.
Yep.
We didn't have the callers call us back this time, but Kelly got in because the 10 minutes were up. But if you want to be one of those names that we call tomorrow, because we play every day this week, twice a day, sign up at KidNation.com for Beat the Bank.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.